This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late summer, the transition week to the cricket and the katydid moon. I settled in to watch like I used to do when I went fishing. I used to sit for hours then, focused on my bobber and fingering the tension on my line. The bites or strikes of fishes were signs that I had understood something of the river's mystery and of its creatures. Now, it had been a disappointing year for finding butterflies, and I'd worried off and on about climate change and the disastrous Anthropocene. Throughout June and July, only cabbage whites and an occasional blue had visited the flowers. Now, I hoped to see one of the larger, brighter, and far less common butterflies of late summer. So I cast out my virtual line. The garden, maybe 100 feet long and 20 wide, was full of flowers, and it was like a fishing hole that held secrets. Unless I watched and waited, I would not discover what elusive inhabitants might take the pollen lure. After half an hour, just one cabbage white butterfly. Another half an hour, and another went by. And then I saw them, low, about 2 feet above the ground, fluttering erratically up and down the bright drifts of zinnias and the stalks of fragrant milkweed, rising, then diving, disappearing, then showing themselves to me. My butterfly bobber went down. My fears about the fate of the earth went down with it. What was there? Was it real? A monarch? And then two, even in these end times? I stood up and approached the garden to see better. Yes, it was. One monarch, then two. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late summer. In the meantime, watch for monarchs while you can.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.